scheduling objectives, and techniques. Scheduling aims to ensure that delivery dates are met while using manufacturing resources as efficiently and effectively as possible. It involves establishing the start and completion dates for each operation required to process an order. Production Activity Control, PIC, is responsible for managing the queue by regulating the flow of work into and out of the primary work center. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the primary work center is the work center where an operation on a manufactured part is normally scheduled to be performed, and alternate work center. Production activity control scheduling techniques include back, forward, and central point scheduling and infinite and finite loading. Backward scheduling. Back scheduling or backward scheduling is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a technique for calculating operation start dates and due dates. The schedule is computed starting with the due date for the order and working backward to determine the required start date and or due dates for each operation. SIN, backward scheduling. And forward scheduling. Back scheduling starts from the due date and works backward to find the latest time the operation could start. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the operation start date as the date when an operation should be started so that its order due date can be met. It can be calculated based on scheduled quantities and lead times or on the work remaining and the time remaining to complete the job. Using backward schedules minimizes work in process inventory levels because orders are completed and resources are committed just when they are needed. However, back scheduling leaves little room for error because make-to-stock environments already have high inventory costs. Back scheduling is often used to keep inventory and other resource costs as low as possible. Forward scheduling. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines forward scheduling as a scheduling technique in which the scheduler proceeds from a known start date and computes the completion date for an order, usually proceeding from the first operation to the last. Dates generated by this technique are generally the earliest start dates for operations. C. Forward pass and back scheduling. Forward scheduling is simply the opposite of back scheduling, so it starts from the earliest date the material can be ordered, such as just after an order is received from a customer, and adds the lead times to find the earliest time the operation could be finished. Generally, this method will result in orders being completed well before their due dates, which increases inventory carrying costs. This method is often used to ensure that level or finite loading can schedule some necessary capacity early, such as to avoid later scheduling congestion or maintenance shutdowns. Otherwise, making things early can risk demand not materializing and requires some inventory storage availability. Forward scheduling can be done simply to provide information, such as the earliest delivery date that can be promised. The customer's requested date could be unrealistic, or how much leeway there is to level the schedule by scheduling some work center operations early. It can also be compared to the backward schedule to determine how much an order that is behind schedule might be expedited. This is because actual production might occur anywhere between the two extremes of the earliest start date from the forward schedule and the latest start date from the back schedule. Central point scheduling. Central point scheduling is a combination of backward and forward scheduling. It is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a variant of scheduling that employs both forward and backward scheduling, starting from the scheduled start date of a particular operation. Central point scheduling is used to handle a critical operation whose dates must be set or determined first. An example from a theory of constraints production environment could be a capacity-constrained resource or work center. The critical operation determines the rest of the lead time and, therefore, the start and due dates. For the critical operation and all subsequent operations, forward scheduling is used. For operations before the critical operation, back scheduling is used. Backward, forward, and central point scheduling compared. Backward, forward, and central point scheduling are compared in Exhibit 7-18. Exhibit 7-18, backward, forward, and central point scheduling. Exhibit 7-19 summarizes the key differences between forward and backward scheduling. As you can see, back scheduling builds up less inventory than forward scheduling because the start of production of parts and finished goods is offset from the due date. There is a smaller buildup of work in process and finished goods inventory due to the deferral of activity to the later time. Central point scheduling will fall somewhere in between. Exhibit 7-19, comparison of forward and backward scheduling. Infinite loading. Infinite loading is like the open loop material requirements planning, MRP, systems of the past. The assumption is that work centers that need to be used for an order are available and other orders are not competing for time on that work center. Infinite loading can be used in conjunction with either forward or backward scheduling. The primary goal of infinite loading is to meet due dates by having a high degree of flexibility and capacity, such as if work centers can increase their capacity by using overtime on a regular basis. It is most useful when priority is given to due dates and material is planned first, as is often the case in make-to-order production in a job shop manufacturing process. Another use case is when schedules are based on standard hours. Standard hours may differ from the actual hours required in many instances, especially since there may be learning curves that are difficult to account for, and many standard hour estimates have some built-in slack time added. Thus, sometimes an infinite loading schedule is preferred because managers will have a good idea when a schedule is still feasible despite being over the standard hour limit. Finite loading. Finite loading can also be used with either forward or backward scheduling. The goal of finite loading is to prevent overloads. It is like the modern closed-loop MRP systems in that it considers capacity when scheduling. Time is booked on a work center, and the time slot is not available for other work center orders. The planner prevents overloads by changing order start and due dates, usually with the assistance of application software. The schedule must be highly flexible for finite loading to work. It is especially useful if capacity is expensive, inflexible, specialized, or heavily utilized. Finite loading can and often does increase manufacturing lead times for shop orders when there are conflicts. In other words, the load cannot exceed the capacity and must be smoothed by scheduling some operations earlier than needed or later than desired. Finite loading can result in a more realistic schedule, assuming that standard hours are accurate. If the standard hours have become inaccurate, this can cause problems. One use for finite loading, even when infinite loading is the primary method, is to identify areas where unanticipated excess capacity exists. Backward, forward, infinite, and finite compared. Exhibit 7-20 shows a simple example of backward and forward scheduling using infinite loading followed by both methods using finite loading. Assume that there are just two identical shop orders, orders 153 and 923, to be processed by operations Op 1 through 3 during these weeks, and that work centers 1 through 3 process these operations respectively. Assume also that the capacity of each work center equals its portion of one order per week. Exhibit 7-20. Backward and forward scheduling, infinite versus finite. In this example, the backward infinite schedule starts in week 31 with a due date, and it schedules both orders backward, with the latest start date in week 26. The forward infinite schedule starts with the week the order was received, week 23, and forward schedules both orders to show the earliest completion date at the end of week 28. The material ordering times can overlap, and the materials might be ordered together to save on shipping costs. The forward finite schedule does order the two materials as soon as the order is received, but it then still must stagger the operations, so order 923 will not start until a week after the materials are received. Alternately, the materials order could also be delayed a week. Note that the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines finite forward scheduling as a scheduling technique that builds a schedule by proceeding sequentially from the initial period to the final period while observing capacity limits. A Gantt chart may be used with this technique. C. Finite loading. Simulations are often used to determine whether adequate resources are available during the period where they are needed. The result of simulated scheduling is a period-by-period summary of load and capacity requirements for plan order releases at specific work centers. This is used to create work center load reports or profiles that compare available capacity. Exhibit 7-21 shows a simplified load profile for Work Center 1, which performs Operation 1. The exhibit assumes that batch scheduling was used. In an infinite load profile, the load is allowed to exceed the capacity, as shown in the exhibit, since the work center can handle one operation in that week, but two are scheduled. In a finite load profile, the load is not allowed to exceed the capacity, so the load must be smoothed. Here it is done by scheduling one operation a week earlier than necessary. Exhibit 7-21. Load profile for work center 1. Op 1, infinite versus finite. If a finite load profile cannot be smoothed, then replanning will be necessary, which might need to occur at the material requirements planning level or even the master production schedule level, depending on the extent of the changes. An infinite load profile can exceed the load on paper, but in reality, an overloaded work center will be able to increase capacity by only a certain amount, after which replanning will also be needed.